The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Kia ora koutou. This is Jane from The Real Pod. I'm joined by Duncan and Alex, and we've got a little bit of an announcement for you. Actually, it's a lot of an announcement.
For us. This is the biggest it gets.
It's the realest of real news. Should we play the sting? Is that weird? Let's play the sting. We've been doing this pod for 8 years. Coming up 9 years. And when we started out, we were just fresh-faced youngins, just passionate about reality TV, and now we're just old-faced oldies.
Well, Alex is still fresh-faced.
She is still extremely fresh-faced, that's true.
I was so young when we started that people were emailing Duncan worried he had employed a 12-year-old.
That's like both a joke and true. Like, there was invocation of child labour laws regularly. I think there was you looked very young, but then there was a particular picture of you we used where you looked like from intermediate, not even high school.
And I had never met you, Jane.
Never met you. This podcast brought us together. I've told the story so many times that for our very first pilot episode, which cancelled, we would be cancelled for because it was just basically judging the contestants of the Bachelor NZ purely on their photos and bios.
Still a great format.
And Duncan, you know, he brought us together at my house just to introduce us, sat down and never left the pod. He was never supposed to be part of this.
Never invited. Never left.
But here he still is. Anyway, at the time, there was so much great reality television. We were drowning in it. We really were. And for the next 8 years, we've been in various states of drowning in it. Various states of not so drowning in it. We've also run out of time a little bit, haven't we?
We should just say what's going on.
We're shutting down The Real Pod.
When you put it like that, it sounds like it can't possibly be true, but it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, and it's a funny thing because I think we have all felt the pressure of how much telly there is to watch when networks are stretching over 2, 3, 4 episodes a week.
Oh, it's the TV network's fault.
It's the TV network's fault.
They can't content themselves with just a simple 45-minute
The Bachelor, it used to be, it was 1 or 2 episodes, right? And that was it. We could just sit with it and like really get into it. It was a different time.
And we didn't have the same sort of pressures on our time then either, you know? The spin-off was literally a telly blog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1.5 FTEs. Yeah, but now it's just, we're basically drowning and persistently have the feeling that we're not doing any of our day jobs, let alone a weird job, The Real Pod, to the level we want. And that's been sort of nagging and gnawing, and we've tried things like Substack and Remember When and the newsletter, and it's all been great, except that it hasn't solved the fundamental of it. It's kind of breaking us.
In hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have been like, maybe we should fix this work problem with more work.
Heaps more work.
It's an extremely Real Pod way to do things. And the problem is that I know it might not seem like it, but we give 100%. So with Remember When, we were like, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes of research, jump behind a mic, and that quickly morphed into Alex in particular disappearing down rabbit holes.
On a thin Lizzie message board, like just going to places, you know, I never thought I'd go. But that's also to say, you know, it's given us a lot of ideas and inspiration, and we're not disappearing. You know, we will be channeling that energy into new projects and things next year. So that's also exciting, you know.
We won't return, but we are all still at the spin-off and college.
We're all still here. So I know there's going to be lots of questions from everyone, one of them being, when is the last episode? 2030, not, no, it's going to be on the 29th of November is when it's going to be. We're going to have a lunchtime live stream, so pop that in your diary. Make sure you've got a long lunchtime booked for that day. If you can't join us, it will be available to watch afterwards. And you can jump in there. We're going to sort of reminisce about some of the highlights of our 8 years.
Remember when the real pod,
and also invite you guys to like jump in the chat and ask us some questions, and hopefully we'll be able to answer them.
I was just thinking we could wear like blazers and make it look like a business meeting, so people can just do it, like watch it at work, and go.
That's actually pretty good. Just, I don't have a blazer.
I'm just watching a webinar.
Yeah.
With these serious people.
We can get webinar as a key graphic on the screen if you like.
That's true.
And maybe some graphs of stocks and things.
Yeah. If you work at a serious corporate with a boring sounding name, we are available to be sponsored for the final episode. So we can have your logo to kind of complete the mise en scène. Is that right, Filminist?
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Obviously, we are so grateful to everyone who's ever listened to this podcast, anyone who's ever been a part of it. I mean, it's launched Mad Chapman's career. She was a producer at one point, and now she's editor of the spin-off, so that's great.
Jonathan of the Beths, of course. He'd be nowhere without us.
That's
true. The Beths wouldn't be supporting the National on a US arena tour without the
Paul
real
Williams.
Pod.
Oh, my God. The list goes on.
That's true. No kid sister without the real pod. Jordan from the Bachelor probably wouldn't have made the Bachelor Games if he hadn't been famous for being
a
villain. That actually might be true.
That's true. Oh, we got to save all this for the webinar, guys.
Oh, yeah. Save it for the webinar.
Oh, it's still nice. That's the problem.
I know. And that's the thing, is I think we feel a lot of different feelings, right? It is like, we love each other, and we love the cornies, and we love what we do, but it's just like, it's just time. You know, it's that weird thing, and we all just feel it. And it's sad.
I know that the corner is going to live on in some form, so that's up to you guys. It's pretty much user-generated at this point, has been for years, so there's absolutely no reason why you guys can't keep doing what you've been doing and providing just amazing support and giggles for each other. You know, we'll be in and out, keeping an eye on things, you know, just to check in, see how everyone's doing, see if Susie Alexander's made a comeback at any point. She's changed her profile photo, by the way, on Facebook. So
real news.
Less likely that she's a bot with a changed profile photo. A real person who just thought that we'd gone to crap these days.
Let's not dwell on Susie Alexander. She's entitled to her wrong opinion.
Maybe we can blame Susie Alexander for our very long, drawn-out, slow downfall.
That wouldn't be fair.
The other questions we're going to have, there's a link in the Substack email that lives with this episode, so just head to that and that will answer your questions. I know a lot of people will be interested to know what's happening with their subscriptions and so on. Won't go into the deets here. Just go to the Substack and look at it there. Also put a link in the episode description if you're listening to this on a regular feed. That's kind of it. I mean, there's no point in us going on and on and on, is there?
We're cornies and we're sorry.
We are.
We're sorry so much.
So much.
But thank you for the memories as well, you know.
They were actually great.
They were great memories. And we've still got a few more weeks of memories to build here. And we're bloody well going to do it. So thank you.
Going out with our favourite show, My Kitchen Rules.
We don't even know.
I think five. We've been around longer than My Kitchen Rules.
Perfectly real pod way to end this week, having a show I don't think I've ever watched before.
Hey, thank you. We're sorry so much. We know this is going to be hard news for some of you, but we hope you understand and we love you more than you will ever know.
And if you really miss the real pod, you can listen to the full.
Real, play the music.
Stop it.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.